Craig and Trevor are hanging out together. I wonder what sort of mischief they'll get into today. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today's episode finds Craig at the breakfast table with his family. Craig would like to hang out with Trevor today, and there is no school, so he asked permission of his parents to go to Trevor's house. This was a reasonable request, and Craig had been to Trevor's house many times. So he was told, don't get dirty, don't make a lot of noise, and before they could continue, he interrupted in a good-natured way and said, yes, I know, and don't play with fire. With that, it was agreed that Craig would go to Trevor's house. After breakfast, Craig got on his bike and rode for a few minutes to Trevor's house. When he arrived, he found Trevor, and they started talking about what they would do today with their free time. What do you want to do? Asked Craig. I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? It went back and forth like that. And then Trevor said, you know, it would be great if we could shoot the BB gun, but my dad has it locked up. He doesn't trust me to shoot it unless he's around. Trevor went on to explain how it worked. He said, see that board over there? We put aluminum cans on it, and then we shoot it with a BB gun, knocking them off. Now, Craig thought this sounded like a lot of fun. But the reality was, the BB gun was locked up, not available. And then Trevor said, well, we could do kind of the same thing using my slingshot. Sounded like a great idea. So Trevor disappeared, and soon Trevor returned with his slingshot. He also had some pea gravel, small stones used for landscaping around the house, but these small stones were ideal for shooting with a slingshot. Quickly, he set up the board with the aluminum cans just as if he was going to shoot them with the BB gun. They stepped back a few feet, and Trevor would demonstrate how it's done. He put a small stone in the slingshot. He pulled it until the elastics were tight, and then he released. The small stone was shot at the cans, but the cans were safe from Trevor's onslaught. No, he didn't hit the can the first, second, or third time. On the fourth try, he did hit one of the cans, but it didn't fall down. It was just a glancing blow. It just grazed it. So he kept shooting, and gradually he got a little bit better. He figured out how to hit the cans, and after a while he was hitting them more consistently. Soon, it was Craig's turn. Craig took the slingshot, pulled back, released, and his first shot went right over one of the cans, missing it by just a fraction of an inch. Craig's second shot knocked the can right off the board. Craig consistently knocked these cans off. It became clear that Craig was better at this activity than was his friend, Trevor. Trevor wasn't happy with this, of course, so he suggested that we make it a little harder. So they stepped back quite a few feet, and gave that a try. The result was similar. Trevor had a hard time hitting the cans, and Craig hit them fairly consistently. At this point, Trevor was not happy. He caught sight of a bird. So he put a small stone in the slingshot, took careful aim, and released shooting at the bird. The stone missed the bird widely. The bird, sensing that it was being shot at, left. It flew away. Not happy with this, Trevor looked around for another target, and there was the cat. Now, for Trevor, the cat is bigger, so it should be easier to hit, and probably slower, so this was probably going to work out really well for him. He applied his stone, he pulled, he released, and the stone did get within a few inches of the cat's tail, and yes, the cat was alarmed and ran off, but no cat was injured by Trevor's onslaught. Trevor's attack was not very impressive. He turned to Craig and complained that these targets of his were moving, and he's having trouble with moving targets. If they would just hold still, he could hit them. That's when he saw the window on the side of the neighbor's garage. That window is not going to move. Before Craig could say anything, Trevor put a stone in the slingshot, pulled, and shot. The stone flew directly to the window and shattered it. Craig said, "What are you doing? You can't go breaking people's windows." Trevor said, "Let's get out of here before somebody catches us." They headed out to the street, and when they got to the corner, there was the neighbor, the owner of the garage. He stopped them. "Why did you boys break my window?" he asked. Trevor said, "I didn't do it." By now, Trevor had the slingshot behind his back to conceal it. Trevor repeated. He said, "I didn't do it, he did it," pointing to Craig. At this point, Trevor pulled the slingshot from behind his back. He said, "I took it away from him. I told him not to shoot your window." Well, the neighbor sized the boys up, and he sensed that Trevor was talking way too much, and he was very quick to blame his friend. So the neighbor figured that Trevor had done the deed. He looked very sternly at both boys and said, "Do you want me to call the police on you? Do you want me talking to your parents?" The boys said, no, please don't do that." He said, "Okay, this is your warning. Any more broken windows in the neighborhood, if I hear of any broken windows, I'm going straight to the police and I'm telling them what you did." "Understood?" Both boys nodded yes. "Now get out of here." They did. They went back into the backyard to discuss this situation they'd been in. Craig turned to Trevor and said, "Why did you do that? You can't break people's windows, and then you blamed it on me. That's not fair. I didn't break his window. Why are you telling fibs about me? I didn't I didn't break a window. It was you, Trevor said. Oh, I was just messing with the old guy. It's not right. Trevor, don't tell lies about me. It's not fair. Craig said, let's go into the house and play video games. At least in the video games, if you break a window, it won't cause any real harm. And if you lie to somebody about me, that won't matter either. The two boys went into the house, turned on the video game, and began playing against each other on the video game. That's the end of this episode. We found out that Trevor isn't all that honest, and he's willing to betray a friend. And in spite of this, Craig wants to hang out with him. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I invite your comments. Have you ever had a friend or someone you thought was a friend betray you like this? Most of us have. Leave your comments below if you please. I invite you to come back and join us on future videos. See you soon. Bye.